我们今天晚上每一个人在你的面前先向你悔改认罪。
Dear gracious Lord, we first confess our sins before you.
我们每一个人都是一个重生得救的人。
We have all been reborn.
我们都是你的儿女。
We are all your children.
在我们中间也有很多是全时间侍奉你的人。
There are a lot of people who are serving you full time here.
但主，我们必须在你的面前承认。
But Lord, we must confess before your presence.
在我们的生活与侍奉之中。
In our life and service.
很多很多地方我们亏欠你。
We have come short of your requirements in our lives.
也有很多的地方我们亏欠人。
We have also come short of others.
我们求主的宝血再次洁净我们。
We pray that the blood of our Lord Jesus once again cleanse us.
求主你的宝血遮盖这个会场。
May Lord your blood cover over this place.
使我们每一个人在你的宝血里面再一次得到洗净。
That all of us are once again cleansed in your blood.
使我们这一次这个大会完全蒙受你的悦纳。
That this conference is totally accepted by you.
使我们每一个人真是守节心清的来到你的面前。
That all of us come before you with a pure heart.
在这次大会里面。
In this conference.
主啊，我们要实实在在寻求你的心意。
Lord, we want to substantially pursue your will.
你今天在华人教会身上的心意到底是什么？
What is your will on the Chinese churches today?
我们一直到今天，我们有没有完成你的心意？
Have we fulfilled your desire?
在今天华人教会的侍奉里面，
In the service of the Chinese church today.
有什么地方我们应该改变的？
In any places that we must improve.
有什么地方我们应该在你的面前修正的？
In any places that we need to change.
有什么地方我们应该悔改的？
In any places that we need to repent.
我们做得不够的。
That we have been insufficient.
我们求主你的圣灵晓谕我们。
We pray that your Holy Spirit illumine our hearts.
我们前面的方向到底怎样？
What the direction in front is.
有什么应做未做的事？
What should be done but not have not been done.
求主晓谕我们。
May Lord you tell us.
也求主你在这次的会议里面。
And in this meeting, Lord.
在若干的人的心中动工。
In people's hearts, you work, Lord.
亲自动工。
Work personally.
感动我们。
You touch our hearts.
呼召我们。
And to call us.
从这个差传的会议里面。
From this missions conference.
我们看见有多少人要起来做宣教士。
We see the people who will be full-time gospel preachers.
也有多少人回到他自己教会去推动差传工作。
And those who will go back to their church to push missions work.
也有些人将来成为差传的这个推动者。
Some will be the movers of missions programs.
他们不一定自己做宣教士。
They might not be preachers, missionaries themselves.
当然是在教会里面提倡差传工作。
But in the church, they will speak up for missions.
主啊，在今天的华人教会里面需要这种人。
Lord, we need these people in the church today.
愿主你打开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord you open our eyes.
让我们看见今天华人教会的责任是什么。
To see what the responsibility of the Chinese church today is.
使我们大家在你的面前能够立定一个志向。
That we have a will to be made in our hearts.
那就是完成主你所托付的大使命。
And that is to fulfill the great commission which you have given to us.
主啊，这个大使命我们听得太多了。
We have listened to the great commission too many times.
以至于有的时候失去了意义。
In that it has become meaningless.
愿主你在这次会议里面重新提醒我们。
May the Lord you once again remind us in this conference.
华人教会若不在大使命上尽心尽力。
If the Chinese church does not put up its best in this great commission,
华人教会在主的面前就没有尽忠。
Then we will not have been faithful before your presence.
求主你将你的使命托付给我们。
Lord, give us this commission.
那在我们心里面不断的动工。
And work in our hearts continuously.
我们恭敬将下面的短短的时间交在主的手中。
We put this time into your hands.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 是不是大家都有了这个 paper 啊？也就是华人差传侍奉的昨日、今日、明日，中英文都有。
Do you all have this paper called?
哦，那么现在赶快发一下好不好
？American Chinese Christians, this conference.
我觉得华人教会现在到了一个阶段。
I feel that the Chinese church has come to a stage.
好像下面再进一步的增长。
It's as if it has to grow one more step.
差传是一个很大的一个挑动力。
Missions is a great force of challenge.
所以这次的这个拆船大会对华对北美的华人教会，我觉得很重要。
So I feel that this missions conference is very important to the Chinese Church in North America.
那开始的时候，我们先不要看这个 paper 啊。
Before we start, let's not read this paper.
请大家看这里。
Let's look up here.
我先愿意用这个初期的教会给我们说一点最基本的简单的原则。
I would like to use the early church to give us some very basic, simple principles.
不是有人问我今天华人教会在拆船方面。
Some people ask the church in the Chinese church today concerning missions.
一个最大最大要了解的事情是什么
？What is the greatest item that they must recognize?
让我用一句话回答出来。
I would like to answer with one sentence.
我想我要这样回答。
I will answer in this way.
就是华人教会今天必须了解
that the Chinese church today must recognize
教会增长
the growth of a church
和拆船侍奉
and missions
是一件事情
is one thing.
不是两件事
they are not two separate things.
教会增长和拆船侍奉是一件事
church growth and missions are one thing.
为什么很多的华人教会一直到今天还没有真正进入拆船侍奉
？Why is it that many Chinese churches today have not gone into the service of missions？
里面一个极重要的原因
，a most important reason，
他们把拆船侍奉当作一个额外的工作。
They have treated missions as an extra job。
当他们做拆船的时候
，when they are sending。
他们觉得他们教会是做了一个特别的额外的事情。
They feel that they have done something special, extraneous.
一直到今天
，up to today，
还有很多的华人教会
，there are a lot of Chinese churches.
他们觉得只要把自己教会本身能够建立起来
，they feel that if they can build up their own church，
他们的责任已经尽到了
，then they have fulfilled their responsibility.
他们已经可以向神交代了
，they can therefore give an account to God.
对我来看
，in my view。
这个是华人教会一直到今天拆船工作还没有大进展的一个主要的原因。
This is the major reason that the Chinese church have not made much progress in missions.
我们看一看初期教会的情况。
Let us look at the early church.
我们翻到《使徒行传》第一章。
We turn to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1.
我们必须很快快的来看。
We must read this fairly quickly.
在这个第一章这里。
In chapter 1.
14节、15节。
Chapter 1, verses 14 and 15.
我们看到了有120个人左右在一起祷告。
We see about 120 people praying together.
这个时候初期这个新约时代的教会还没有正式建立。
At that time, the New Testament church had not been formally established.
但是我们可以说那里有一个祷告的团契。
But we can see there was a fellowship of prayer.
这是一个教会的前身。
This is the foreshadow of the church.
他们的一个特征。
Their characteristic
就是同心合一的恒切祷告
and that is in unison in one heart praying earnestly.
所以我们看见初期教会开始之前，先有一个祷告团契。
So before the church started, they first had a fellowship of prayer.
第二章
，Chapter 2，
我们看见圣灵降临
，We see the Holy Spirit coming.
那初期的教会正式成立
，and the early church established.
我们看第四十一节
，We look at verse 41.
那一天，门徒约添了3000人。
At that day.The 3,000 were added to the disciples.
我们看见教会增长。
We see the church growing.
增长得非常快。
Growing rapidly.
那一天增加3000个信徒。
One day, 3,000 added.
是不是增长了一次就完了呢
？Did it just end at that addition?
当然不是。
No.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第四节。
Chapter 4, verse 4.
这里说听到的人有许多信的。
Those who heard, many believed.
男丁数目约到5000。
There were about 5,000.
啊，请问大家。
Let me ask you.
到了第四章这里
，In chapter 4，
初期教会有多少人呢
？How many people are there？
多少人呢
？How many？
啊，这个8000多人了。
About 8,000 strong.
啊，至少是8120人，对不对
？At least 8,120.
啊，这里还不算姊妹啊。
Now we have not included sisters in there.
对不起啊，姊妹们。在那个时候是有点重男轻女啊。
At that time, there was a little bias towards the male.
啊，这个。至少有8120人了
At least 8120
不断的增长
They were growing continuously
再看第五章
Chapter 5
五章十四节
Chapter 5 verse 14
信而归主的人越发增添
More and more men and women believed in the Lord and were added to their number.
连男带女很多。
Men and women believed.
感谢主啊,
we thank the Lord.
现在男女平等了。
Now they're about equal.
姊妹们也提出来了。
Male and female coming out.
连男带女很多。
There were men and women.
初期教会一直增长。
The early church grew.
再看第六章,
chapter 6.
我们看第七节,
chapter 6, verse 7.
神的道兴旺起来。
So the word of God spread.
耶路撒冷的门徒数目加增甚多。
The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly.
甚至于许多的祭司信从这道。
And a large number of priests became obedient to the faith.
这里没有说没有写数目。
There were no numbers mentioned.
但是说加增的甚多。
But they were greatly increased.
有人这个来估计一下。
Some people tried to estimate what rapidly means.
初期教会到了第六章这里。
In chapter 6, the early church.
若是包括姊妹们。
If it included all the sisters as well,
包括青少年,
including the youths,
可能已经超过2万人,
maybe it had exceeded 20,000. It had been growing continuously.
然后我们看第七章,
now we come to chapter 7.
逼迫来了,
the persecutions arise.
尸体反心道,
Stephen is martyred.
那么教会受逼迫,
and the church is oppressed.
然后第八章怎么样?
Then chapter 8.
啊, 从这日起, 耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫,
on that day, a great persecution broke out against the church at Jerusalem.
除了使徒以外,门徒都分散,
and all except the apostles were scattered.
在什么地方呢?
Where?
在犹太和撒玛利亚各处,
throughout Judea and Samaria.
我们大家看见没有?
Do we see here?
八章一节这里,
chapter 8, verse 1.
已经开始应验了一章八节的话,
it has become to fulfill what has been mentioned in chapter 1, verse 8.
八章一节开始应验一章八节。
Chapter 8, verse 1 fulfilled chapter 1, verse 8.
初期的教会已经向外发展了。
The early church was going outward.
而且是一章八节所说的方向。
And it was in the direction mentioned in chapter 1, verse 8.
他们门徒们都分散了。
They were scattered.
分散做什么呢?
To do what?
第四节。
Verse 4.
八章四节。
Chapter 8, verse 4.
那些分散的人呢?
Those who had been scattered
往各处去传道,
preached the word wherever they went.
换句话说,
in other words,
初期教会的弟兄姊妹们,
the early church brothers and sisters,
是人人皆兵,
they were all soldiers on their own.
人人侍奉,
every one of them took part in service.
人人传道,
everyone preached.
各尽其职,
everyone did according to their ability.
所以我们看初期教会这个形态啊,
so we look at the behavior of the early church.
从第一章到第六章,
from chapters 1 to 6,
耶路撒冷的教会被建立,
the church in Jerusalem built up,
第七章受逼迫,
chapter 7 being persecuted,
第八章分散,
and chapter 8 scattered.
因着分散而广传,
and because they were scattered, they preached the word outward.
从十一章我们看见,
from chapter 11 we see,
他们广传的方向,
the direction at which they spread,
进入地中海,
they went into the Mediterranean,
到了这个居比路,
to Cyprus.
然后再往下看,
now we go further.
12章开始,
from chapter 12,
福音更传的广,
the gospel preaches further.
到地中海沿岸,
into the coast along the Mediterranean.
到了希腊,
to Greece.
到了罗马,
to Rome.
这个就是初期教会增长和广传的一个方向。
That was the direction at which the early church expanded.
这是一个不断的一个运动。
This is an endless movement.
这个不是两件事情。
This was not two separate items.
不是说教会只是愿意增长,
if a church just wants to grow,
而不愿意拆传,
yet is unwilling to send,
不愿意进入宣道,
doesn't want to be missionary,
这个是不可能的。
This is impossible.
不是教会要不断的增长,
the church must endlessly grow,
它就一定会自然而然地进入广传,
then it will naturally go into the field of missions,
它一定是慢慢地进入海外宣道,
and eventually they will go overseas to missionary work.
今天华人教会必须明白这个基本的道理。
Today the Chinese church must understand the basic principle.
我们做拆传工作的时候,
we say the time when we send,
不是说我们为主另外多做了一点工作,
it does not mean that we are doing some extra work for the Lord.
拆传工作乃是教会基本最基本的责任之一。
Mission work is one of the most basic work of the church.
若是不做拆传,而只是说要教会增长, 这是不可能的。
It is impossible to ask for church growth without sending.
除非我们的增长,所谓的增长,到一个限度就停止了。
Unless we want to stop our growth at a certain point.
我愿意开始的时候把这个最基本的原则向大家说出来。
I'd like to tell you this basic principle.
我愿意我们回去之后把这个原则带给我们自己的教会。
And I want you to bring this principle back to your church.
我相信当这个原则在中国教会里面被了解的时候
I believe that when this principle is understood by the Chinese church
华人教会在拆传方面进入了另外一个阶段
Then the Chinese church will enter into a new stage in this mission work
现在我们来看这个 paper
Let us look at this paper now
那这次的题目是这个大会来分派给我的
This topic was given to me by the conference people
华人拆传侍奉的昨日今日明日
Chinese mission yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
这是一个很广泛的、很大的一个题目。
This is, of course, a very broad topic.
只是昨日就可以说几天。
Just talking about lessons from yesterday, I can take a few days.
今天也可以说几天。
Today, I can speak on this.
明天也是一样。
Yet tomorrow also a few more days.
把这三方面用五十分钟说出来啊。
Using 50 minutes to speak on all three times time.
是相当不容易。
It's very hard.
所以我就尽量把它最简单的方法写出来。
So I try to use the most simple way to write this.
我一直是不愿意在讲道的时候啊，这个念这个文章。
I've always been unwilling to read while I'm preaching.
从来没有那么做过。
I've never read in my sermons before.
有的时候讲的跟这个文章写的完全没有关系。
Sometimes I preach on something totally different from what I wrote down.
也得到不少人的批评。
And a lot of people also criticize me for that.
他们说我不知道是听你好还是看这个好。
Sometimes they say, I don't know whether to listen to what you say or to read what you wrote.
所以今天我就 compromise 一下，我就这个妥协一下啊。
So today I compromise a little bit.
那么我就尽量跟随这个。
And I'll try to follow what I've written.
那么也许这样大家可以更实在的多了解这个里面的事情。
Then maybe you can understand more of what happened.
先说昨天。
First we start from yesterday.
那就是历史里面的教训。
That is the lessons from history.
我相信我们大家多半都知道。
I think we all know.
若是我们华人教会的这个年岁呀。
If the history, historical age of the Chinese church.
若是我们从这个马里逊到中国来开始的话。
If we start from the arrival to China of Morrison.
那他是1807年来到了澳门。
He came in 1807 to Macau.
若是这样。
If we start from there,
那么到今天现在华人教会的历史已经170多年了。
Then up to today, we have gone through 170 years of history.
在这么多年里面
In all these years,
华人教会的拆传工作怎么样呢?
What has the Chinese church done in terms of missions?
微乎其微很可怜。
It's very tiny.
可以说一直到最近这二十来年
It's only up to this recent 20 some years.
对拆传方面才有一个真正的觉醒。
They have finally woken up to missions.
以前并不是说完全没有过。
It's not that they never had any in the past.
那是非常零星的。
But it was very isolated.
也是没有一个长远的计划的。
It was without a long-term plan.
很多时候做了一段时间以后就没有了。
A lot of times they started, after a while they quit.
这就比较有计划。
Those who really had some sort of a plan.
那这个拆传工作。
Concerning missions,
乃是在华人教会中间最近这二十来年的事情。
And that's only been in the recent 20 some years.
为什么华人教会在这么长的历史里面做拆传这么晚呢?
Why in such a long history, such a short history in missions?
我们自己痛定思痛来思想一下。
As we re-evaluate and think,
那我们都是同种的人呢?
We are all the same race.
我们可以关起门来说自己的话。
When we close our door, we speak our own dialect.
这个对啊，这个说一点自己的短处也不怕。
Even if we spit out some of our shortcomings to each other, the door's closed.
Yeah, 因为不yeah, door closed. Yeah. 这个因为不了解我们的短处，不承认我们的短处，就不能长进。
Because unless we confess our shortcomings, we will never grow.
为什么华人教会这么迟迟才开始拆传呢?
Why did the Chinese church start such a late date in missions?
有几个缘故。
Several reasons.
可能还要多。
Maybe more.
我就想到这几个缘故。
But I can only think of these.
第一。
One.
我们这里并不是说要怪罪我们的西方的宣教士们。
We are not trying to blame the Western missionaries.
那么但是呢有的人是这样一个感觉。
But some people feel this way.
就是西方的宣教士到中国来
That is the Western missionary comes to China
帮助我们建立教会
They help us build the church
训练我们的工作人员
They train our workers
但是怎么样
But
却没有真的努力的帮助我们开始我们自己的拆传工作
But they have not helped us to start our own missionary work
我常常记得赵世光牧师说过一句话
I remember Reverend Zhao saying this
西教士没有教导华人教会做拆传
He says it is regrettable that the Western missionaries did not teach the Chinese church in mission work.
这是很遗憾的一件事。
It is a very regrettable thing.
我们这里想到这些事情。
We think of these.
我们不能把这个责任放在别人身上。
We cannot just put the blame on others.
我们必须想到自己的责任。
We must also think of our responsibility.
即或说别人没有真的教导我们做这件事。
Even if others did not teach us missions.
圣经里面告诉我们了。
The Bible has told us so.
我们的命令是从主那里来的。
Our commission comes from the Lord.
所以这责任还是在我们自己身上。
So the responsibility is still on our shoulders.
第二。
Secondly,
我相信这个我们也受一些民族性的影响。
We have also been influenced by some sort of nationalism.
我们national characteristics.
National characteristics.
那有的时候我们觉得我们的民族性与侍奉很有关系。
Sometimes we feel that our characteristic has something to do with our service.
那我们的民族性是什么呢？
What is this characteristic?
我们自己说说没有问题啊。
We can say this among ourselves, it's okay.
我们有一个依赖性。
We are dependent.
别人能做的事情肯做的事情我们就尽量推给他去做。
What other people is willing and able to do, we just give it to them to do.
你看今天教会里的情况。
Today look at the church.
无论是什么委员会。
Regardless what kind of committee we have.
都是那几个人。
They're the same people all the time.
为什么缘故？
Why?
他们肯做。
They want to do it.
都给他们做。
So we give it to them.
顺水推舟。
So we give them.
我们常常依赖别人。
We always depend on others.
自己不愿意挺身而出。
We are unwilling to come out ourselves.
拆船也是如此。
Missions is the same way.
再看。
Let us look.
我们的民族性是很保守的，我们保守性的。
Characteristically, we are conservative.
我们怕尝试新的东西。
We are afraid to start something new.
任何新的东西对我们是个威胁。
Every new thing is a threat to us.
我们自己不够安全感。
We don't have enough security.
我们常常是非常保守。
We are very conservative.
保守到一种退步的情况。
To the point of going backwards.
拆船是一个挑战。
Missions is a challenge.
到没有人到的地方去。
Go to somewhere no one has gone before.
这钱还没有看见。
You don't see the money yet.
但是要凭着信心。
But to give in faith.
人也没有看见。
We don't see the people yet.
本教会也需要人才。
We, our own church, we need people too.
但是靠着信心拆出去。
But in, by faith, we send them out.
我们这个保守退缩的心理。
Our conservative, regressive behavior.
对拆船是一个很大的拦阻。
It's a great barrier to missions.
第三。
Thirdly.
自私的心态。
A selfish psyche.
我们中国人很自私的。
We are very selfish.
我们几千年来就是自私的。
All these couple of thousand years of history, we have been very selfish.
细细想一想。
Think about it.
为什么我们这么自私呢？
Why are we so selfish?
我们这个内忧外患很多。
We have all kinds of problems internally and externally.
所以我们尽我们的力量来争取生存。
So we do our best to survive.
那我要争取生存，我必须自我中心。
To survive, I must be centered among ourselves.
我必须对我周围有防御的感觉。
We must be protective.About ourselves.
我就对别人不够信任。
So I will not trust anybody else.
因为我要保守我自己的生存。
Because I must preserve my survival.
所以在这种的心理状态之下。
So in this kind of psychology.
合作不容易。
Cooperation is hard.
不能相信别人。
You cannot trust other people.
那这些也是拆船侍奉的一个拦阻。
This is also a barrier to sending.
再往下看。
Let's go forward.
我们中国人有很高的优越感。
We also have a sense of superiority.
我们有没有想到这一点？
Have you thought about that?
我们常常批评西方人有优越感。
We Chinese always criticize Western superiority.
白种人有优越感。
The Caucasians, their superiority.
但是我们自己想一想。
But think about it ourselves.
我们中国人有没有优越感？
We Chinese, do we all have the complex of superiority?
我们是皇帝的子孙。
Yes, we are the descendants of 皇帝。
我们是天朝上国。
We are the heavenly dynasty.
那么别的都是落后的。
All the others are backward barbarians.
在我们视为那些小的国家都是次等的。
So all the small nations surrounding us, they are inferior.
说到他们的时候，我们要加个犬字旁或者草字头。
When we talk about them, we always refer them as the dogs.
我们的优越感大得不得了。
We have a big superiority complex.
我们今天有很多的中国人在南洋。
A lot of us in Southeast Asia.
我们看一看。
Let's look around.
我们中国人在南洋对本地人的看法是怎么样
？How the Chinese in Southeast Asia look at the locals?
我们有没有优越感
？Do we have a sense of superiority?
优越感是真正做好的宣教是一个大的拦阻。
A sense of superiority is one of the great barriers to becoming a good missionary.
你不能够将你自己放到当地人的同等的地位。
You cannot treat yourself at the same level as the natives.
你要做一个失败的宣教士吗？
You want to be a failure in missions?
很容易。
Very simple.
你只要用这种态度。
Just maintain this kind of attitude.
你一定失败。
Then you will fail, for sure.
不论你怎么样努力。
Regardless how hard you work.
人拒绝你。
People will reject you.
因为你在那里是那样的优越。
Because you feel superior to them.
我们有优越感。
We have a superiority complex.
不必否认。
We don't have to negate that.
我们都有。
We all have that.
我也有。
I have that.
大家都有。
We all do.
都是皇帝子孙。
We're all the descendants of 皇帝。
所以我们要在这一方面要有个更改。
So we must change in this area.
优越感。
Sense of superiority.
再往下。
Let's go forward.
我们还有自卑感。
We also have a sense of inferiority.
自卑感有没有呢？
Do we?
有的不得了。
Lots of it.
特别是中国最近两百年的历史。
Especially contemporary Chinese history.
哎呀，你看看我们最近两百年的历史。
Look at the last 200 years of Chinese history.
真是抬不起头来。
We can't even lift our heads.
你念最近历史的时候。
When you read modern Chinese history.
你心里面又发出这个问题。
You feel you have a question you must ask.
怎么搞的？
How did we do?
他们在做些什么？
What did those guys do?
甲午战争。
The Opium War.
还不是我们玩，甲午战争啊，就是我们失去了朝鲜，啊。
We lost Korea in one of those wars.
朝鲜战
争，朝
鲜，朝鲜战
争。We lost Korea in that war. 这个鸦片战争
，Opium War，
南京条约
，The Treaty of Nanking，
北京条约
，The Treaty of Peking，
八国联军。
The Eighth Country Army, the Boxer Uprising.
义和团，对了啊 ，Boxer 啊，义和团。那这些事情真是使我们今天的抬不起头来。
These are things that causes us to lower our heads today.
四千多年以来，我们非常对我们的文化自豪。
We have been very proud of our culture all these 4,000 years.
甚至英国人、德国人、法国人到中国来。
Even the British, the French, and the Germans,
他们的大使都要一定三跪九叩。
Their ambassadors must kowtow,
才可以见我们的皇帝。
And then they can see our emperor.
若是不然的话
，If not,
就是龙颜不悦啊，就是天子不快乐。
Then the emperor is very mad.
所以他们得回去，不能见皇帝。
And so they'll be kicked away. They can never see the emperor.
我们一直是那样子对自己的自豪。
We have been.Very proud about ourselves.
我们也是闭关自守。
We also close everything.
这种态度不能做宣教。
This kind of attitude cannot enable you to be a missionary.
一直等到怎么样？
Up to what?
西洋的炮火把我们的门打开了。
When the Western gunfire finally blasted open our doors.
从珠江上来。
From the Pearl River all the way up.
从长江进来。
From the Yangtze all the way up.
从这大沽口进来。
From the Taikou they came in.
直逼北京城。
Up to Peking City.
这时候我们才如梦方初醒。
Then we woke up from our dreams.
原来是如此。
So it was like this.
原来我们这种四千多年的自豪。
So these 4,000 years of self-pride.
整个破碎。
Had been shattered.
在这种的觉醒的时候。
In this awakening.
那是对我们是太大的打击。
That was a big blow to our ego.
特别是知识分子。
Especially intellectuals.
这种羞辱是受不了的。
This kind of insult is unbearable.
所以这心里面的反抗非常之大。
So in our heart we have a very sense of antagonism.
为什么义和团这样容易兴起来？
Why could boxers uprise so fast?
因为心中那一个愤怒在那里。
Because they had this anger in their heart.
为什么过去这些年在中国大陆？
Why in mainland China these few years?
那么容易煽起来这种反抗西方的那个情绪。
It is so easy to stir up anti-Western feeling.
最近的一百多年的历史是那后面的原因。
This past 100-some years of history is the reason behind these things.
这些情况就造成你我今天的自卑感。
These things have shaped our sense of inferiority.
那这种自卑感从各种不同的方式发出来。
And this sense of inferiority is expressed in different ways.
自卑感使我们不够自己的安全感。
Inferiority makes us feel insecure.
自卑感使我们不敢抬起头来。
It makes us hard to raise our heads.
自卑感使我们做出一种优越感来。
Inferiority causes us to think our superiority.
那这是个传统的带给我们的文化和民族的特征。
This is what has brought out the characteristics of our nation.
也是使福音广传、拆传工作受到大大的影响。
Also a great barrier to the spreading of the gospel.
再往下看。
Let's go down even more.
一直到今天。
Up to today.
我们华人教会对于普世宣道 的这个意象还是十分的不够。
We still have insufficient vision concerning world evangelization.
没有意向怎么可以有负担？
Without vision, how can there be any burden?
没有负担怎么可以有行动？
Without any burden, how can there be any action?
还有一种情况。
Another situation.
我们中国人常常有一种的这些态度。
We have a sort of a philosophical attitude.
多一事不如少一事。
Rather than have one more, we'd rather have one less.
对啊，这种情况在教会里面也有。
We still have this attitude in our church.
很多时候教会里面的领导人也有这种态度。
And this attitude persists in the leaders of the churches today.
多一事不如少一事。
To have one more problem, let's have one less problem.
能过去就算了。
If we can just muddle through, let's do it.
每一年有十几个人受洗就够了。
Every year we baptize more than 10 people, that's enough.
对会众也交代过去了。
And we can account to the people.
不要再提什么拆船。
Let's forget about missions.
什么训练人才。
About training people.
这个都是太麻烦。
These are just added hassles.
能够过去就过去了。
If we can just get past, let's get by.
这一种的中国传统哲学态度。
This kind of traditional Chinese philosophy.
有时候也带到教会里面来。
Has come into the church.
非要打破不可。
We must break through this.
这种态度非打破不可。
This must be broken.
这是不合圣经的。
This is not biblical.
就是多一事不如少一事是对的话。
And that is to minimize all hassles.
主耶稣根本就不要到世上来。
If that was indeed true, Jesus Christ would not have come here.
这是多一件事。
Because it's one more hassle for him.
那我们传道。
And we preach.
也是多一件事。
And that's one more hassle.
传什么道呢？
What should we do?
在家里睡觉好了。
Let's go take a nap.
所以这种态度在教会里要打破。
So this kind of attitude must be broken through in the church.
你回去要在这件事情上在教会里面发挥一点作用。
You must go back and be effective in this area.
我看见过不少教会里的领导人。
I have seen many leaders in the church.
执事长老。
Deacons, elders.
甚至传道人。
And the preacher himself.
是抱这种态度。
They have this kind of attitude.
那你看那个教会怎么生长。
Then how can a church grow with this environment?
再有。
Let's go forward.
对于这个训练人才缺乏知识。
A lack of knowledge concerning training.
所以没有人才出来推动财产。
So there is a lack of talent coming out to push the sending mission.
不要说没有人出来做宣教士。
Not to mention the fact that few people come out to be missionaries.
在教会里面找几个人做财产委员会的委员都没有。
It is even hard to find a few people who are willing to serve in a missions committee in the church.
根本不懂什么叫财产。
Because they do not know what missions mean.
他们一想到拆船就是额外多做一些事情。
When they think of missions, they think it's one extra thing to do.
所以我们从历史里面看。
So from history we see.
一直到20年以前。
Up to 20 some years ago.
华人教会在拆船方面所做的是非常可怜。
The Chinese church has been pitiful in the area of missions.
我并不是说一点点都没有。
I'm not saying there is none.
这个文章里面也说到了提到几个零星的工作。
This article has mentioned a few works.
但是没有具体的、有规模的、有计划的做。
But never a comprehensive, organized, planned work.
因为时间关系，所以对于过去我们只能讲这么多。
So because of time, we can only go so far with yesterday.
现在我们看今天的情况。
Now let's look at today.
华人教会今天拆船的情况到了一个什么程度呢？
To what degree have we come today?
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
华人教会有很多的转变。
There has been a lot of changes in the Chinese church.
很多的进展。
A lot of progress.
第一。
First.
我们看见华人教会开始向一个内向的态度转为外向。
First, we see the Chinese church turn from an introverted attitude to an extroverted attitude.
慢慢从一个关闭的头脑变成一个开放的头脑。
Gradually from a closed mind to an open one.
这是非常非常重要。
This is very important.
因为我们4000年以来就是一个关闭的思想。
Because all 4000 years we have been closed.
一切外来的都是不好的。
All outside influences are bad.
我们也不鼓励我们的人向出洋去。
We don't encourage other people to go abroad.
郑和下西洋那是很特别很特别了。
When Cheng Ho went down to Southeast Asia, that was very, very extra.
张骞和班超到西域去也是很少的事情。
When the two generals were sent out to the western frontier, that was also a very extra thing.
一般来说我们华夏我们这个中原呢是对外不去外面也不要进来。
In general, China proper has been closed, both from people wanting to go out,Also, the people wanted to come in.
我们的中国就是天下。
Our China is heaven, underneath heaven.
It's the world.
What about our historians?
当中国没有战争的时候,
when China did not have any warfare,
就是天下太平。
That is, the world is at peace.
中国就是天下。
China is the world.
这种的传统的思想,
this kind of traditional thinking,
在我们里面,
is in us.
这四千年的情况,
these 4,000 years,
深深的在我们里面,
has deeply been ingrained in our minds.
那如果要做成《使徒行传》一章八节那种心态,
if to have the attitude of Acts chapter 1 verse 8,
那真要圣灵在我们里面更新。
Then we must ask the Holy Spirit to renew our hearts.
一定要更新。
To renew it.
那感谢主，神在他的大的作为里面。
We thank God for in His great works.
不要讲得太远。
We don't have to go too far.
在最近这四十年之内。
In this recent 40 some years.
神做了两件大事。
God has done two big things.
来训练我们广传。
To train us to go out.
啊，训练我们广传。
To train us to go out.
你不广传也要广传。
If you don't want to go out, you still have to go out.
你不走，逼着你走。
If you don't leave, you're kicked out.
第一件是什么？
What is the first thing?
第一件就是中日战争。
The first was the Sino-Japanese War.
八年抗战。
The 8 years of war.
那个时候发生什么事呢？
What happened at that time?
沿海的地方都被日军占领了。
The coastal places were all occupied by the Japanese.
很多人逃到内地去。
A lot of people went inland.
兄弟一家也逃到重庆去了，那时候。
Including me and my family, we went to Chongqing.
我们知道，当这些人跑到内地去的时候
，When these people went inland,
中间有很多的基督徒
，There were a lot of Christians in there.
他们到了内地
，They went inland too.
他们要聚会
，They wanted to meet.
啊，他们要有团契
，They wanted to have a fellowship.
所以经过了八年的时候
，So in 8 years,
这些个沿海的基督徒到了内地
，These coastal Christians went inland.
他们在内地很多的地方建立了教会
，And they established many churches in China inland.
本来沿海的基督徒不愿意到内地去
，Originally the coastal Christians were unwilling to go inland.
因为内地的生活程度低
，Because the living standards were low.
谁愿意去青海
？Who wants to go to Qinghai？
谁愿意去宁夏
？Who wants to go to 宁夏？
啊，谁愿意去甘肃
？Who wants to go to 甘肃？
啊，但是在战争的压迫之下，很多人去了。
But in the pressure of war, many went.
他们去了之后
，After they went,
教会在内地广泛的被建立起来。
The church was broadly established in the China inland.
就像《使徒行传》八章一样
，Just like Acts chapter 8.
当教会受了压迫的时候
，When the church was oppressed,
门徒都分散了。
The disciples were scattered.
他们在分散到各处做什么
？What did they do?
传道。
To preach.
啊，当然中国人不是完全那样子啊。
Of course, not every Chinese did that.
Yeah, 我们到各处去赚钱。
We went all over the place to earn money.
但是很多基督徒也是做了些工作。
But some Christians also did some work.
所以中日战争我们受了很大的痛苦。
So we were very oppressed in the Sino-Japanese war.
痛苦里面有了一件美好的事情。
But in this pain, there was something beautiful that happened.
就是基督徒到内地，在内地建立了教会。
That is the Christians went inland and established churches.
这是第一个神给我们的教训。
This is the first lesson that God gave us.
第二个功课。
Second lesson.
就1949年之后。
1949 and thereafter.
那么这次又有大量的移民。
A lot of people immigrated.
那这次移民方向正好相反。
This time, the immigration was in the opposite direction.
中日战争的时候是移民到内地。
Sino-Japanese War, we went inland.
这次是移民到海外。
This time, going overseas.
那到海外来怎么样？
What did they do when they came?
开始的时候我们心里面很难过。
We felt very bad inside.
好容易抗战胜利。
So we finally won the Japanese War.
现在又是背井离乡。
All of a sudden, now we're leaving our homeland once again.
再一次逃难。
Once again, we are refugees.
但是现在怎么样？
But what do we do now?
最近这十年。
This recent 10 years,
很多人可以看出来
many people can see,
在这第二次的苦难里面
in this second great oppression,
神又有一个更大的教训给我们
God had a greater lesson for us.
借着这一次的分散
through this scattering,
华人的基督徒将福音将教会建立在海外的地方
the Chinese Christians established the church and the gospel overseas.
今天在海外有多少华人教会呢
Today, how many Chinese churches are there overseas?
5000间左右
5,000 approximately.
尤其是在最近这十五年
，especially these recent 15 years，
华人栽建教会的工作是非常迅速。
The Chinese have been planting churches rapidly。
我们因着两次的痛苦
，because of these two painful incidents，
学到了福音的广传。
We have learned to spread the gospel。
因着两次的痛苦
，because of these two oppressions，
有两次的分散
，two scatterings。
因着两次的分散
，because of these two scatterings，
而有两次的福音大大的广传。
We saw two times at which the gospel was greatly preached.
神的工作非常奇妙。
God's work is amazing.
初期教会就是因为逼迫而达到广传。
The early church was persecuted and they spread.
所以一直到今天。
So up to today.
我们看见华人教会在拆传方面这个决心是越来越大。
We see the resolution of spreading the gospel getting bigger and bigger in the Chinese church.
那香港来说。
In Hong Kong, for instance.
香港的教会现在拆出去40多位宣教士。
The Hong Kong churches have sent out about 40 some missionaries.
新加坡有20多位。
Singapore, there are about 20 some.
北美的华人教会也产生很多的华宣教士。
In North America, the same thing.
在菲律宾也产生很多的宣教士。
Philippines also.
所以在普世各处的华人教会中间，拆传的工作正是方兴未艾。
So now we see a rapid upshooting of setting up missionaries from Chinese churches.
不错。是越来越兴旺。
It is becoming more and more revived.
现在我们真是盼望
Now we hope
我们能更进一步
That we can progress one step further
等下再说那个、
We'll wait till later
那我们检讨一下今天华人教会拆传的优点和缺点
Now let's review the good and bad points of today's Chinese church
先说优点
Let's go to the good points first
第一
First
我们看见民族性的逐渐的突破
We see a gradual breakthrough of these national characteristics.
这一种保守，这一种的自我中心的这个态度。
This kind of conservative, self-centered attitude.
慢慢突破了。
Is gradually being broken through.
华人教会今天慢慢有了一个广大的心。
Today, the Chinese church is beginning to have a broader, generous heart.
我们今天必须有广大的心。
We today must have a broader heart.
我不论到哪里去讲道。
Regardless of where I go.
我是第一次到一个教会讲道的话。
If I go to a church the first time.
我的题目一定是广大的心。
My topic is always the broad heart.
神赐给所罗门王广大的心。
God gave King Solomon a great broad heart.
也给他聪明智慧。
He gave him wisdom.
他两面都有
So he had a heart and wisdom
所以以色列在那个时候到了最强盛的阶段
That was the strongest point in history
我们中国人在聪明智慧方面没问题
We Chinese have no problem in wisdom
我们的聪明智慧可以和犹太人媲美
We Chinese can compare with the Jews in terms of wisdom
我们就是东方的犹太人
We are the Jews of the Orient
但是怎么样
But
我们缺的是什么
What do we lack?
我们缺乏广大的心
We lack a broad heart
我们的心太窄
Our hearts are too narrow
我们彼此把心关起来
We close our hearts
我不理你
I don't care about you
你不理我
You don't care about me
各做各的
We do our own thing
各自为政
We are our own administration
这是我们的致命伤
This is the fatal flaw in our life
我们的聪明智慧没问题
We have no problem in wisdom
特别是年轻这一代
Especially this younger generation
好像比上一代聪明的多
Seems like they're much more smarter than the first generation
我昨天晚上在纽约住在这个 Samuel Ling 的家里
Last night I stayed in New York in Samuel Ling's home
他的儿子只有五岁
His son was only 5 years
五岁就懂得电脑了
5 years old he knows computers
我五十多岁还不懂电脑
I'm 50 some years old, I don't know anything about computers.
这一代真是聪明得不得了。
This generation is very intelligent.
所以我们的聪明智慧没问题。
So you have no problem in your intellect.
你的心怎么样?
But what about your heart?
你的心大不大?
How big is your heart?
你肯不肯对别人打开你的心?
Are you willing to open your heart to others?
你肯不肯对别的教会打开你的心?
Are you willing to open your heart to other churches?
你肯不肯把别的教会接收?不是接收过来啊,是这个合作。
Are you willing to cooperate with other churches?
合作。
To cooperate with other churches.
这个讲到要小心了。这个
fatal flaw in the preaching.
有没有录音呢？这个走了。
This is recorded.
合作。
To cooperate.
你肯不肯和别的教会成为一家
Are you willing to be with one family with other churches?
打成一片
To be of one
不分彼此
Not to have any differences
广大的心
With a broad heart
我们年老这一代已经不可救药
This older generation is hopeless
你看我们打开心呢 是太不容易
It's hard for this older generation to open their hearts
已经定型了
We have set in our ways
年轻这一代也打开你们的心
But this young generation must open your heart
教会打开我们的门
To have the church open their doors.
传道人打开我们的心。
Preacher to preacher, open your hearts.
长子彼此打开我们的心。
Deacons and elders, open your hearts.
这是华人教会目前所需要的。
This is what the Chinese church needs today.
我们不必再求聪明智慧。
You don't have to ask for wisdom, intellect anymore.
我们求神赐给我们广大的心怀。
We ask that the God give us a broad heart.
突破我们的民族性。
To break through the national characteristics.
第二个优点。
The second good point.
我们看见今天的青年献身的是超过以往任何一个时候。
We see that those young people who dedicate their whole lives exceed any in past generations.
第三。
And thirdly,
我们看见现在教会在促进这种拆船教育。
We see that the church is trying to push for education in missions.
他们办拆船年会。
They have a missions week.
他们办拆船讲座。
They have a missions seminar.
这是好的现象。
These are good trends.
我们要教导我们的教会。
We must teach our churches.
了解拆船。
Understand mission.
是教会基本的责任。
This is the basic responsibility of a church.
第四。
Fourth,
拆船指出来教会的方向。
Missions points a direction for the church.
没有拆船，教会没有方向。
Without missions, the church will have no direction.
就是有的话是个很有限度的。
Even if they do have some sort of direction, it's a limited one.
是我自我中心的方向。
It is a self-centered direction.
第五。
Fifth.
带来教会的复兴。
To bring revival to the churches.
神给我机会到全世界各处去拜访华人教会。
God gave me the opportunity to travel around the world to the Chinese churches.
我还没有看见过一间华人教会。
I have not seen one Chinese church.
他努力做拆船。
That does work in missions,
但他没有得到神的恩典
but did not receive God's blessing.
没有
none.
任何一间教会
any church,
如果他努力做拆船
if it works hard at missions,
他要从神领受加倍的恩典
then it will receive added blessings from the Lord.
你有没有看见一间教会
do you see any church,
因为做拆船
who does mission,
而教会本身穷苦了
and then later on the church sort of deteriorated?
没有
none.
Poor.
Poor, became very poor.
没有
there is.These are the good points.
接着拆船，教会可以复兴。
Through missions, the church is revived.
再看缺点。
What about the bad points?
今天华人教会在这方面很多缺点。
A lot of them today.
第一。
One.
我们的拆船多半是停在拆钱的地位。
Our missions work stops at the financial support only.
不但是停留在拆钱。
Not only do we stop at the point of sending money.
而是停留在这个这十块那二十块很少数的这个情况。
We also stop at a point of allocating very scarce resources. $10 there, $10 here to this person, that person.
我们愿意在我们拆船手册里面写上很多很多人的名字，机构的名字。
We like to record all those people's names who gave to missions.
但你仔细看一看呢
？But if you look closer,
这个机构啊
，this organization，
一年五十块。
Each year we give them $50.
那个人呢
？What about that person？
一年呢
？Each year
四十块。
About $40.
所以他这个教会可以有二三十个支持的对象。
So every year the church can have 20 to 30 objects.
请大家了解。
But please understand.
我这里绝对不是说支持少一点就不好。
I'm not saying that small financial support is no good.
支持少也是好的。
It is better to have some than none. You should do it.
假如教会的力量不够。
But if you are insufficient in your financial strength,
假如教会的力量就是那么多
if your financial strength is limited,
好的不得了
that's good,
就是去做
do it.
但是怎么样
but,
我看见有些教会
I see some churches,
本身很富足
they are very rich of themselves,
长子们尤其的富足
elders and deacons, very rich people,
但是在拆船方面
but in their sending,
孤寒的不得了
they're very stingy,
孤寒是广东话是吧吝啬的不得了
very very stingy
非常吝啬
very stingy
就是这里一点点那里一点点列出一个大一个很多的名字来
a little bit here a little bit there and a long list of people
所以我们不但要拆钱
so not only should we give money
我们要按照神所给我们的力量去拆钱
we should give according to what God has given us
这是第一步
this is the first step
然后进入拆人
then we go to sending the people
先拆别人
First, send others.
别的教会的人
Other church people.
别的团契的人
Other fellowship people.
然后
Then,
拆你的人
Send your people.
拆你教会的人
Your own church's people.
最后
Finally,
拆你自己
Send yourself.
这是拆船的步骤
This is the step of sending.
但是今天华人教会不能停在拆钱的地步
But the Chinese church today cannot stop at just sending money.
第二个缺点
The second problem.
我们看有不少的拆船的工作
There are a lot of mission work.
对宣教士的待遇和管理不周到。
They are very careless concerning their care and paying scale of the missionary.
宣教士在工厂里得了病。
The missionary is sick in the field.
这是一件事实啊。
This is a fact.
我亲眼看见的。
I have seen that.
我不说那个地方。
I won't say what place that was.
那宣教士给我看他的腿啊。
This missionary let me see his leg.
他说你看这个腿没有。
You see, have you seen this leg?
今天还在我身上。
Today it's still on me.
是因为当地的教会看我可怜，帮助我。
It's because the local churches pitied me and helped me.
我四个月以前写信给我的差会。
4 months ago, I wrote a letter to my own church.
医生说要我住院。
Doctor said I must be hospitalized.
我没有这个钱。
But I didn't have the money.
那么我请求我的差会帮助我。
So I asked for my church to help me.
至少给我来信准许我这样做，我可以借钱。
At least to permit me to do that, so I can borrow money to go to hospital.
我等了两个月，差会连回信都不回信。
I waited 2 months, no letters at all.
医生说你再不动手术的话，你这个腿没有了。
The doctor said if I don't operate, you will lose your leg.
当地的教会帮助我。才进了医院。
And the native churches helped me to go into hospital.
今天很多时候我们亏待我们的宣教士。
Today we shortchange our missionary.
我们把宣教士看为二等公民。
We treat our missionaries as second-class citizens.
这种情况就阻止了很多人而不愿意做宣教士。
This phenomenon hinders a lot of people from becoming missionaries.
还有宣教士的待遇，还有宣教士的子女的情况，这都要我们考虑的。
Their financial situation, the situation of their children, these all must be considered by us.
不错，我们传福音，我们侍奉主，不是要享受。
It is true that we who serve the Lord, who preach the gospel, we don't look for a good life.
那是大家都苦的话，没有问题。
If everyone is poor, that's okay.
当然，教会是很富足，长子是很富足，单是宣教士受苦，这个不应该。
But if the elders and deacons in the churches are in rich situations, only the missionary is suffering in poverty, that should not be so.
有一位宣教士的宣教领袖亲口告诉我。
A leader in missions work told me.
我不说什么地方。
I will not say where.
我就跟他说，我说，好，听人说你们宣教士这个待遇太低一点。
I said, I hear that your missionaries are underpaid.
我也知道低一点。
He said, Reverend Wang, I know, it's also low.
但是不能加。
But we can't add, you see.
一加他们就不属灵了。
Once we add, they lose their spirituality.
我这个讲话有时候很直。
Sometimes I'm pretty blunt.
但是还不够直。
But I'm not blunt enough.
若是够直的话
，If I really want to be blunt,
我就问他一句话。
Then I will ask that person this question.
我说你家里面那几百万是为什么缘故
？I said, why did you stock up a couple of $1 million in your bank?
你是不是属灵
？Are you spiritual?
那你认为有钱就不属灵
？You feel that to be rich is unspiritual？
那你为什么不把那几百万奉献出来
？Then why don't you give away your millions？
第三点缺点
，The third bad point，
超越文化的宣教工作还是很少。
The
cross-cultural
work is lacking。
这个我们可以了解。
We can understand this，
因为我们在差传方面还是刚刚起步。
Because we have just started in our missions work。
但是我们不要停止。
But let us not stop there.
我们要一步一步进入这个超越文化里面。
We must go step by step into cross-cultural work.
第四
，Fourth，
教会华人教会对于这个全球的工作还是很这个了解还是很差。
The understanding of global missions work is still very poor in Chinese churches.
所以这是这么多的缺点呢
？These are the bad points.
我们这一节到九点钟是吧？
九点十五，
九点十五，
应该是到九点，
应该到九点，
我可以到九点十五。
我看到节目上是九点十五，
本来是九点，
后面有个牌子举起来，有个五字，
对，只有五分钟，
哦，不是五点钟啊，不是。好，现在讲第三大点。
Now we come to the third point。
必须在十分钟之内讲完。
We must finish this in 10 minutes。
对于明天的盼望
，the hope for tomorrow。
对明天的盼望是什么呢
？What is the hope for tomorrow？
西方的差遣工作什么时候开始
？When did the Western missionary work start？
是主后17世纪才开始。
It started the 17th century。
他们等了1700年呢。
They waited 1700 years。
那我们中国教会一共只有170年的历史。
And all the years added in Chinese church history, 170 years。
十分之一。
1/10 of Western history.
我们已经开始拆船。
But we have started to send.
所以我们不悲观。
So we should not be pessimistic.
我们前面充满了乐观。
We are filled with optimism in the future.
第一
，One，
拆船工作要以一个很强盛的属灵方面很强的一个教会为基础。
The work of missions must have as its foundation a very strong spiritual church.
若是没有一个属灵的一个教会做基础，拆船是空的，是飘在那里。
Without a spiritual church as the foundation, missions work is air, it is floating.
十八世纪英美的复兴就推动了第一次的拆船运动。
When 18th century, the revival in America and England brought forth missions work.
十九世纪第二个复兴 ,Jonathan Edwards, 这些个人就推动了第二次的拆船运动。
19th century, the second missionary movement was pushed in the West.
我们华人教会要追求复兴。
We want to ask for revival.
不要觉得复兴这个太太老旧了就谈复兴，复兴是最重要。
Don't think that to be revived is out of date. It is the most important thing.
复兴是基础。
It is the foundation.
是动力。
It is the motivation.
没有这个复兴，你讲多少的知识没有用。
Without this revival, regardless how much knowledge you talk about, it's useless.
这两方面必须得到平衡。
These two areas must be well balanced.
第二
，Number two，
神学上的困难。
Problems in theology.
这是我第一点讲的。
This is my first point.
教会增长和拆船不是两件事，是一件事。
Missions work and church growth is not two things. It is just one.
我们必须把拆船看作我们基本的责任。
We must look at missions work as our basic responsibility.
第三
，Number three，
文化的适应。
The cultural adaptability.
我们华人的做宣教士的。
We who are missionaries as Chinese.
我们必须愿意。真是在我们的文化上面做很多的让步。
We must be willing to give up a lot in our cultural things.
那么能够迁就当地的文化。
To be able to adapt into the local culture.
第四。
Number four.
宣教和社会关怀也不能分开。
Missions cannot be divorced from social responsibility.
戴德生到中国来。
When Hudson Taylor came to China.
他一方面治病，一方面传福音。
On one hand was a doctor healed, on the other hand he spread the gospel.
今天我们福音信仰的人
，Today we who believe in the gospel，
我们被对方常常批评
，We are always criticized by the others.
他们说我们只传福音而不管人
，They say we evangelicals only spread the gospel, we don't care about the human being.
他们说的话里面有一部分的理由
，They have partly reason to say so.
有的时候我们是太不注重人的需要。
Many times we have neglected the human need.
当然，教会最主要的是传福音，毫无问题。
Of course, it is doubtless that the chief thing that the church has to do is to spread the gospel.
但是我们不能走任何一个极端。
But we cannot go to either extreme.
第五
，Number five，
对时代的敏感、敏锐。
The sensitivity to the times.
看看这个时代的需要。
Look at the needs of the times.
很多的地方。这个全时间的宣教士不能进去。
There are a lot of places where full-time missionaries cannot go in.
我们需要支帐篷的。
We need tent makers.
我们需要代职侍奉的。
We need people who are serving with a job.
第六。
Number six.
华人教会要争取合作。
The Chinese church must cooperate.
广大的心。
To have a big heart.
不但是华人合作。
Not only Chinese cooperating.
我们要争取中西合作。
But to cooperate with the West.
争取和第三世界的教会合作
and to cooperate with the third world.
华人教会必须超越自己的界限
the Chinese church must transcend its own boundaries.
我们才能在这个世纪里面这个世代里面发生一个更广泛的作用
we must have a more effective broad influence in this age.
我们要发掘华人的资源
we must discover the resources of the Chinese.
神给今天华人教会的资源是非常的丰富
God has given abundant resources to the Chinese today.
人力方面
In terms of manpower,
我知道在美国东北部有个教会。
I know there's a church in the northeast part of America.
他的教会里面 PhD 就有三十多位。
There are 30 some PhDs in that congregation.
今天教华人教会人才太丰富了。
Today there are an overflowing number of talented people in the Chinese church.
问题是人才肯不肯为主用
？Question is, are they willing to be used by the Lord?
人才很多。
There are a lot of talents.
但人才常常把自己下班以后的时间才给主用。
But the talents sometimes only give up to the Lord their time after work.
世界里面有那么多人才。
There are so many talents in this world today.
教会里面人才荒。
But there is a lack of talent in the church.
这个话怎么讲？
How can we reconcile these two?
不是没有人才。
It is not that we don't have talents.
乃是说人才肯不肯真正全时间为主用。
But it is a question whether these talents are willing to be full-time workers for the Lord.
也不是没有钱财。
It is not that the Chinese church lack finances.
哇，中国人的钱财是不得了。
The Chinese are abundant in financial resources.
我在香港住了八年了。
I have lived in Hong Kong for 8 years.
哎呀，香港有的人这个钱财要这个，我这个听起来都不晓得怎么数法。
Sometimes I don't even know how to count the number of dollars they have.
没办法数。
It is uncountable.
那么多钱。
They have so much money.
他们中间有人是基督徒。
Some of whom are Christians.
那不要说奉献十分之一啊。
Not to say give one tenth.
他只要奉献千分之一万分之一
If they just give 1,000ths, 1/10,000ths,
华人教会就用十年也用不完了。
Then the Chinese church can use 10 years and not exhaust that little fraction.
但是我们中国的基督徒常常怎么样？
But what do we Chinese Christians do?
拔一毛利天下而不为。
Even if we have, pluck one hair to do something great, we're unwilling to do that, to pay that price.
To pluck one hair and benefit the whole world, and we don't do it.
Today, there are manpower and money in the church abundantly. When are we going to really be able to give it out for the Lord? Today, here. How many talents do we have? If you're willing to come, then the North American Chinese churches will change. Are you willing to come out? Number 8.
我们向西方教会学习。
We should learn from the Western churches.
不是每一方面都学习。
Not that we learn everything.
他们的长处我们要学习。
We must learn from their strong points.
他们的好点我们要学习。
We must learn from their good points.
我们要离弃我们的盲目的骄傲。
We must get rid of our blind pride.
我们诚心诚意地看看他们的长处。
And to earnestly look at their strengths.
求主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
华人教会昨日今日明日。
The Chinese church yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
神的恩典太丰富。
God's grace has been abundant.
我们往前面看。
We look ahead.
虽然我们软弱。
Even though we're weak.
缺点仍然很多。
Even though we have lots of shortcomings.
但是总的来看。
But overall.
前途是乐观的。
The future is optimistic.
愿神恩待大家。
May the Lord be gracious to all.
谢谢你。
Only become head knowledge.
那是成为我们生命里面的挑战。
But they become a living challenge in our lives.
愿你的名得着荣耀。
May your name be glorified.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.